The Milwaukee Admirals are one of the best minor league hockey teams. Last year they won the championship in the American Hockey League. The Admirals are doing well this year, too, and they're thought to have several players who could make it in the National Hockey League, the top level in North American hockey. But the NHL owners and players have been fighting over money. More than half the season has been canceled, and a labor negotiating session scheduled for today may not bring a settlement. In contrast, a visit to an Admirals practice finds fast skating and flying pucks. Away from the ice, some Admirals are trying to be optimistic about the NHL lockout and what it means for their careers. 25-year-old Darren Haydar has been with the Admirals for nearly 3 years and says he dreams of playing in the NHL. Haydar says the big league shutdown is an opportunity to play with better players in the minor league and is a chance to be noticed.
There is 2 to 4 guys on every team that could be playing in the NHL at this time if there was an NHL. So the league is that much more competitive, and there's a lot more scouts out watching because there is no NHL and they still got to do their jobs.
30-year-old Eddie Campbell also has never played in the NHL, but he says he doubts the lockout is closing his window of opportunity to move up.
Maybe that's kind of a stereotype, though, you know? I mean, that's a lot of people talk about. I've seen a lot of people make it after they were 30 years old, you know, play a couple of years up. So it's just, you know, being in the right spot at the right time, you know, working hard and getting that opportunity and then taking advantage of it when you do get it.
But other Admirals players say if the NHL's problems continue, they may look elsewhere in the world. 22-year-old Dan Hemhies was in the NHL last year. Hemhies says he and his wife have talked about him playing pro hockey in Europe.
There's some very good hockey played over there. They have the same situation here as with the pro leagues. Obviously not as good as the NHL, but you know, some of the Russian leagues that they have over there are top-notch, and there's a lot of NHLers over there right now, and you know, talking to them, it's very competitive, and the money's good, and it'd definitely be an option in the future.
But a player who spent a lot of time in the NHL says he's less bothered by the lockout. Tony Hercus played in the NHL for 13 years and says he was sent down to the Admirals to help train younger players. Hercus says if this is his transition to coaching, he won't be getting back to the big league for a while anyway.
I'll be at the minor league level to get my feet wet and everything, so I think it's not great for the game right now. I don't think it helps, but I think in a few years everything will be back to normal and the league will be stronger than ever.
That's Admirals head coach Claude Noel barking out instructions near the end of practice. Noel had a couple of short stays in the NHL during his playing career and would like someday to get back to the big league as a coach. But Noel says even if the NHL never returns to action, he remains optimistic about his life.
One thing that I'm very sure of is that I can do other things other than coach and be successful. When you get older, and I'm 49 now, when you get older, you know, you get wiser, and I'm a confident guy, so I know I can do some other things and have success. What that is, I'm not quite sure, but I'm not afraid of it, let's put it that way.
The Admirals franchise says it's not afraid of the future either, but team officials admit the problems at the NHL have slowed the process of finding a new owner. Following the death of former owner Jane Pettit, her estate has the Admirals up for sale. But no one's buying until they see if there's going to be any major restructuring of professional hockey. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.